Blog Talk Radio.
Smack talking type of guy, but he said, you know, I
I got all the respect for you in the world, but once we get in the ring, I hate you, I want to kill you. And he was good about it. And then the other kid, you know, tried to make a comeback and get the final word in. He says, come tomorrow, I'm going to make sure I'm going to hit you so hard you're going to be speaking English.
And then I was discussing with Rich before we went on the air tonight. Hank Lundy is a Philadelphia kid. I didn't know him very well. We both originated out of the Marian Anderson Rec Center in South Philadelphia. But I'm a few years older than Hank, and by the time he either started there shortly after I kind of started getting away from training there, or right when I was kind of on my way out. And so I didn't see much, like, because he was younger than me. I was, like, 22, 23 at the time, so that would put him in his, like, late teens. So that's why I didn't, like I said, I didn't know him very well then. But a few years ago, I was headed to a fight card, and they're like, you know, they got a kid from Marian Anderson on the card, so which, of course, always, you know, perks my interest. And they said, oh, there was a trainer there by the name of Charles Ramey. And, of course, I knew Charles, and we always called him either Mr. Charles, or we called him, I think, named Geach. Yes, it's one of Geach's boys. I said, oh, okay. And I went down there that night, and Hank was going to stop to give him two rounds. So I went up to him, and, you know, just a nice kid. You know, he goes out and signs autographs to the people in the arena. You know, of course, you know, we were happy to get him on the show, help him, give him a little publicity. And then he's a guy, like, he's a good, like, Rich, you haven't seen him fight yet, have you?
No.
You're going to enjoy him. He's a good fighter. He switches from orthodox stance to southpaw from time to time. But then sometimes what he'll do like little fancy things. Like, you know, he'll be enclosed. Now, he's got to be careful that, you know, he doesn't do it on an opponent that has a counter-punching ability at the time. But the few times I saw him, like, he had a guy, like, stunned and hurt, and the guy was trying to hold him.
Right.
And he actually threw a punch from behind his back.
Well, he said tonight that he's got a six-fight KO streak going that he's going to try to stick to. And the kid he's fighting is a lot skinnier, a little bit taller. I don't know about the reach. I didn't really check that, but it seems like Hank is in a lot better muscular shape. You know, like he's built, of course, other than or in comparison, I guess you could say, to the other kid who's more lean and built for condition, you know.
Now, I'm looking at you, one last fight back in December, Stoppage. On his only